Capital Insider sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, committed to connecting Oklahoma physicians with matters that are important to Oklahoma patients. More on vision and mission of OSMA at okmed.org.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. U.S. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen received approval from a Senate committee on Thursday, sending his nomination to become Secretary of Homeland Security to the Senate floor for confirmation. It's expected he will be confirmed to replace former Secretary Kristi Noem. Mullen was up for re-election this year, but if confirmed, that won't happen, which opens up his U.S. Senate seat. Sean, the ripple effect of Mullen's nomination is already being seen in Oklahoma.
It is. First District Congressman Kevin Hern has announced he will not seek re-election to the U.S. House, but will run for Mullen's seat in the U.S. Senate. And that has opened the door for some current elected officials to declare their candidacy for Hern's open seat. Current Corporation Commissioner Kim David and State Representative Mark Tedford have announced they plan to run for Hern's seat. David has 2 years remaining on her term on the Corporation Commission, so if she is unsuccessful, she will remain there on the commission. Tedford will not be defending his state house seat, so if he does not win, he will no longer be an elected official. But that could create an opening on the Corporation Commission, which would have to be filled in a special election next year, and it creates an open seat in the legislature in this year's election that will then have to be decided.
And there will be more churn to come, to be sure. Governor Kevin Stitt announced he will not seek the U.S. Senate seat, but under law, he will have to appoint an interim senator to fill out the remainder of Mullen's term. Have you seen any indications of the kind of person Stitt might be considering for the interim position?
Not specifically. In a television interview, Stitt said he asked President Donald Trump and U.S. Senate Majority Leader John Thune what kind of person the president needed to fill out that term. He also said he had discussed the opening with Mullen and Oklahoma's other U.S. Senator, James Lankford. On Thursday, Stitt appointed Dustin Hillary, one of his chief advisors, to the University of Oklahoma Board of Regents. Hillary was rumored to be on the short list for the U.S. Senate appointment, and he acknowledged in comments to the Lawton Constitution that Mullen and Stitt had approached him about filling the vacancy, but Hillary said it was not the right time in his life to do so. And to be honest, several of Stitt's appointments have surprised me. So I would not be surprised if the person he appoints is not on anyone's short list today.
And Sean, the timing of this makes it especially fascinating.
It really does. Candidate filing is April 1st to the 3rd. So it will be interesting to see who files and for what offices. As I mentioned, Tedford's state house seat will be open, but he was the only candidate to file for that seat in 2022 and 2024, so it will be interesting to see who steps up to attempt to fill that seat. And when Mullen left his second district congressional seat in 2022 to run to fill the U.S. Senate seat vacated by Jim Inhofe, he faced 13 Republicans in the primary, and 14 other Republicans ran for his congressional seat. In other words, vacancies like this can create a lot of chaos.
Absolutely. It was a quiet week, though, at the legislature, but work on the budget for fiscal year 2027 is an ongoing process. Where does that stand?
Senate President Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton said recently, the Senate and House appropriations teams are continuing to calculate how much money they have to spend and to review agencies' budget requests. He said Thursday he feels like they are about 2 weeks ahead of where they were 1 year ago. House Minority Leader Cindy Munson and Senate Minority Leader Julia Kurt noted legislative Democrats have not been part of those discussions and have not been updated on where things stand. And there are a lot of pieces of that puzzle to put together, perhaps more than $12 billion.
Legislators took a couple of days off for spring break, but with that over, what's coming up next at the Capitol?
Thursday is the deadline for bills and joint resolutions to be heard in their chamber of origin. There are more than 300 House measures that could be considered and more than 400 Senate measures that could be taken up. Not all of those will be heard, but a lot will, so it will be a very busy week.
Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org. And look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.